Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, our own presenter of the home show here on News Talk, Sinead Ryan, is with me on the line today. Sinead, do you bother sitting down with the family still for a Sunday roast?
Oh, do you know, I've been there and I've come back to it. And in the middle, definitely not for years and years. I wrote a piece for the Irish Independent about the whole tradition of Sunday roasts and Sunday lunches and Sunday dinners. And it seems that fewer and fewer people, Andrea, are actually sitting down to a proper Sunday lunch with a roast of joint and the trimmings and the vegetables and the roast potatoes and the gravy and all of that, which is a great pity, but it has got so expensive. And butchers are reporting reductions in sales because, you know, it is the increase in the price of meat joints has been huge.
And is that what it's down to? Just, you know, meat and the cost of the roast joint, it's now seen it's a luxury.
I think it is partly that, for sure. But it's also because we've changed the way families eat together. And I suppose this is to do with the busyness of life, with the way, I suppose, far more women are working nowadays than when I was a child. And that idea of all sitting down to the same dinner, I mean, how often is it now in a family that everybody says, oh, I don't like that, or I have an intolerance to that, or I'm allergic to that, or I'm on a diet for this or that. I mean, that kind of thing just was nonsense in my day.
Yeah.
It just wasn't tolerated. There's your dinner, eat it or don't eat it.
Absolutely. But it's funny, you know, there's something kind of sad about the value, the price that you put on that weekly time together, though, over a shared meal.
Indeed. And look, I mean, life is busy and people have things on and kids are running hither and thither. And it is very, very difficult to find time to sit down at meal times. But I think it's a shame that even just once a week on the so-called day of rest that we don't do that, or we do that less and less, because it is very, very important. I mean, my kids are all gone now, but when they come back, when they boomerang back to the house on a Sunday, all they want to eat is a roast dinner.
Yeah.
It is their favourite comfort food.
I love it.
Mammy makes, I do too. And it doesn't really matter whether it's beef or pork or roast chicken. Everybody loves it.
What about you? Russell Alford of Gastro Gaze is with us here, Sinead, in studio this afternoon. Are you a Sunday roast fan?
I adore a Sunday roast.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's one of the greatest joys in life. Now, we are in what's allegedly summertime, and I feel I crave it more, but I don't want it in nicer weather.
It's a real October to February kind of a dish.
Yes, very much so. It's that autumnal, even springtime, but it just brings comfort. It brings people together.
Oh, I love
where
it.
Appropriate. But it is a logistical nightmare sometimes to make.
Do you bother actually make them on?
Yeah, if I was asking my family over or friends over, and it isn't a Saturday night business, my next option is usually a Sunday roast.
Sunday roast.
And I love the idea of cooking it.
Yeah.
Usually by the time I've tried to keep everything warm at the same time, it's a bit of a nightmare situation. I can understand, you know, in times gone by, the logistics have been easier because it's just been so, you know, a well-oiled machine. But a 30-something are all trying to deal with an air fryer on one side, an oven that I barely use on another.
Yeah.
I can cook very well, but a roast does sometimes just...
But sure, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, Sinead, it's so time-consuming.
Well, I think it's about time management.
Mm.
I mean, if you're making... I love the slow roast joints, not the kind of the flash in the pan, the leg of lamb, because I can't really afford that. But a shoulder of lamb can take 5 hours to cook at about 140 degrees. She can go away, go on a hike, go for a walk, visit your family, come back, and the thing is ready to go. And all you have to do is throw on some broccoli, some peas, some carrots, and a few roast potatoes. I mean, it's really just about planning your time rather than the length of time that it takes.
No.
I mean, you know, a roast chicken, if it's taking more than an hour, you've way overcooked it. So it's just the planning, I think, is the hard bit.
You struck me as the kind, Sinead, that would be making homemade Yorkshire puddings.
I do not like a Yorkshire pudding. I think this is a rogue ingredient. This is the rogue ingredient. We got Sunday dinners, and the whole idea of eating meat and a joint on a Sunday goes right back to Tudor times, Henry VIII. And his royal guard, the yeomen in those funny uniforms, are called beef eaters. If you go to the Tower of London now, you'll still see them there today. And the reason they were called that was because in Tudor times, Henry used to give the guards rations to buy beef on a Sunday. And that's why they became called the beef eaters. And that's, they're still called that today. The Yorkshire pudding is a purely, we got the whole idea of Sunday dinners from the British.
Yeah.
But the Yorkshire pud in should particular. Stay there.
Do you know what's funny? I love a Yorkshire pudding with a roast beef Brussels, but I have made it previously during COVID when I had nothing to do with my time, but I would never bother doing it now.
Yeah, they can take, every element takes a long time. I do enjoy a roast when I'm out, and I do like to differentiate. There's a big difference between a carvery and a roast, though.
Why?
Well, a carvery, you have to go up with a tray and it's served to you, whereas a roast feels like a sit-down order from the menu and it's brought to you.
Yeah.
Very different experiences, similar sensations. It's very, very delicious, but they are very different.
Well, you're inspiring a lot of our listeners here today who've got in touch to say, I'd love nothing more now than a Sunday roast later this evening. This texter, though, says, we as a family, we eat together most evenings and we cook home-cooked dinners most evenings as well. We're a family of five. The kids are aged from 14 to 8, so Sunday is the day off, not a day to make an elaborate meal using every single pot and casserole dish in the kitchen. That listener is so spot on. Sinead Ryan, Russell Alford, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.